Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news, the FAA has grounded all domestic airline flights because of a computer glitch that is critical for flight safety. The White House says there is no evidence of a cyber attack at this point. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has more.
The FAA has ordered airlines to pause all domestic departures until 9:30 a.m. Eastern to allow the agency time to get the system back up and running. Already more than 1,000 flights have been delayed. Some have been canceled. The airlines were already aware of the situation and had begun to ground flights. The delays started along the East Coast but are beginning to spread west.
This passenger is stuck in Detroit.
I have a connecting in Atlanta with a 45-minute time to get there, so I'm sure that I'm not going to connect there either. So I'll hunker down at a bar and we'll get there sometime.
A computer glitch again, grounding all flights, domestic flights, for at least an hour and a half. Californians rushing to recover from a series of brutal storms before a new round of bad weather moves in next week. Correspondent Carter Evans is near San Francisco.
Across California, crews are working to restore access to highways and roads cut off by landslides. Strong winds knocked out power to more than 160,000 customers. In Santa Cruz County, Michael Lillis is boarding up for the next storm after his beachfront home was hit by a huge wave.
And then this water and debris came in, almost knocked me off my feet.
There's been a knife attack at a busy Paris train station.
It was all over in a minute. A man wielding a knife suddenly began stabbing people at Gare du Nord station during the morning rush hour. Two off-duty police officers who just happened to be passing through opened fire, wounding the attacker. One of the six people he stabbed is in critical condition. The motive, not yet known. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
President Biden speaking publicly about the Justice Department's investigation into about 10 documents marked classified, found in an office he used after his vice presidency.
And we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon, and there'll be more detail at that time.
Congressional Republicans also investigating. Last night in Hollywood.
Welcome to the 80th annual Golden Globe Awards.
Gerard Carmichael was blunt.
I'm here because I'm black.
He hosted a year after NBC canceled the show over a diversity scandal. Steven Spielberg picked up top prize best movie drama for The Fabelmans.
There's my dad, Arnold, and my mom, Leah. She is up there cavelling about this right now.
The movie's a thinly veiled story of his own childhood. S&P futures up 6. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Two courts have ruled a northern Wisconsin sheriff's department conducted an illegal search of a detective's Dropbox account. Back in 2017, Stephen Bowers was charged with two felony counts of misconduct in public office. He reportedly shared the files with producers of a true crime TV show. The courts say Bowers had a right to privacy since the Dropbox account was private and that Taylor County deputies did not have a right to search without a warrant. The weather was bad enough overnight to close schools and other services in and around Chippewa Falls and the surrounding area today. Freezing rain and snow made for a slippery glaze on roads this morning. Driving is expected to be tricky all day. In sports, Michigan State rallied to beat the Badgers last night. Tonight, the Bucks are at Atlanta and Marquette hosts UConn. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, man, it's going to be above freezing, they said, for at least the next 2 weeks.
That's beautiful.
And then it's going to, for a few days, that polar vortex, which is what normally kills us, is going to enter into play for a short period of time. And then warmer than usual weather for the rest of January and early into February. Yay! Yippee-i-yo, yippee-yay.
Man,
I mean, it didn't start off like that, right? 40 below with the wind chill. Do you remember them days?
Oh, I remember. Like, man, every year. Honestly, this is looking to be one of the warmer winters.
Right now, at this point, it's the 11th warmest winter start in history.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So when you think, you say, well, the 11th, that's not much. Well, listen, man, there's been a lot of winters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anybody who says that doesn't understand probability. I mean, 11 out of, like, what? I don't even know. What's the number?
The number, man, has to be, I don't know, man, what, 2,000 or more with 2022?
I mean,
2023. So whatever it is,
are we talking about the entire history of the globe here? Because I mean, that goes back millions.
No, I'm talking about of America, okay. 2022. You know, and I don't know when it started counting, but you know, it's in a high percentile. Let's just put it that way. And man, just really, really, and when you get up. And you and I have to get up early, and when we first go outside, we already know, you know, what it's going to be. And so if you go out and you know, there's no frost on my window, you know, then I already know, man, no frost on the window. Good news. You know, my car, I've got a two-and-a-half car garage, but my wife's car goes in, and then all the other junk I've accumulated for 30 years is still in the garage, so I can't get both vehicles in the garage. So mine is always outside, and man, when you go out and again, there's rain droplets on the window in the second week of January, man, we've kind of hit the lottery. They're all talking about, oh, the lottery is at $1.1 billion. And, you know, the second or third largest lottery in the nation, the history of lotteries. And everybody's excited about going to get their lottery ticket. Hey, we already hit the lottery. Man, every morning you get up and it's nice and warm outside, you hit the lottery. So I'm really excited about the prospects, what the winner is going to, is looking like and shaping up to be. And there's also a conversation by the meteorologists that when you look at what is shaping up in the weeks to come, we're going to continue to climb up that warmest winters in history. 11th is going to fade away. And we're going to be moving up into maybe the top 10, top 5-6 winters in the history of again, our state. Now, the other part of this is, let me tell you why that's so important. Man, I was watching, people got their gas and electric bills this past week. And for when that really, really, really cold spell, man, some people paying $600, $700 a month for the heat and gas. 1 month. Because of that severe cold weather. I don't have to tell you that's a hardship, a heartbreak for a lot of people, but the balance of it is now for these other few months afterwards, it's balancing out because you're not going to have your heat turned on as high as you normally would in January and February. So it all balances out. But anyway, I got a great show lined up for you this morning. 9:15 or so, the governor. Yeah, the governor is going to be joining us. Governor Tony Evers certainly is going to be talking about his plans for, the next 4 years. The governor has been an exemplary governor. And, I just look at some of the things he's been able to accomplish in spite of the opposition that he's had to deal with. But so he'll be joining us at 10 o'clock. Going to be joined by Mr. Mike Lappin of Milwaukee County Mental Health as we address what I constantly talk about, mental health issues that really are almost insurmountable. Our nation just has to do a better job of dealing with people who have these mental health issues. It's not their fault, and we've got to figure out a better way to address these issues because they're not going away. Younger and younger children are being diagnosed with mental health issues, and we have to prioritize, and that's got to come all the way from Washington, D.C. Got to find the resources to make sure that people who are citizens of this nation are treated in a humane fashion. And so we'll be having that dialogue with Mr. Mike Lappin. But here's what I wanted to begin the show talking about, man. It's called toxic polarization. And it has a lot to do, Connor and others, with tribalism. So what is it? You've got people who have just circled the wagons politically. You hear it all the time. We just saw it in Washington, D.C. when what's the guy's name, man? That quickly, the speaker the new speaker.
Kevin McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he's, you know, I got to remember that that's the new speaker, man. It's, it's just to see him as the speaker, man, is just shows us what a slippery slope we are on. And knowing what he had to go through in order to get there, and he had to sell his soul to the devil, and he didn't mind doing it. You know, we're all going to pay a price for that. But anyway, so the Republican Party, and I think at the root of all of this is the fact that this polarization, excuse me, I've been around a little while. There's always been separations of Democrats and Republicans. But, man, never to this degree. And so when we talk about the polarization of what is happening, it's at all-time record-breaking numbers, and it just has not and will not, you know, be something that this nation is going to be able to overcome. The worst of all current catastrophes in our society is the social and political polarization that divides Americans. It is a problem that guarantees all of our other problems will fail to be resolved. As long as deep polarization prevails, our institutions will be seen as untrustworthy simply because we don't trust each other to do what is right for our nation, our communities, or our families. Toxic polarization runs much deeper than mere partisan disagreements. It has led to the spread and even the acceptance of misinformation that deepens our division and endangers lives. A 2021 Brookings Institute study found that the sharing of misinformation simply on the social media is a bipartisan problem, and if we can't agree on basic facts, there's little chance we'll find consensus on resolving complex problems. Listen, we're in a dangerous, dangerous time. I don't know how many times I've said that the main threat in this nation is not Russia, it's not China, it's not South Korea. It's inside the borders of this nation. And if you don't understand that, we're going to kind of lay it out for you this morning in the first hour of the show. You know, there's a reason why we keep hearing people say we need to do away with the FBI. The only people who are talking about doing away with the FBI are people who are represented by the MAGAs. The rest of us, you know, we know anybody who's been around a little while knows who and what the FBI is and the CIA. You know, and so it's always been there. We know that. But now that they're investigating as much inside the borders of our nation than they are even outside the borders tells you of the imminent danger and threat that exists inside our borders. Listen, I see you, Mark. We've got to go to a quick break. Hang there. When we come back, I'll come right to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. With you.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Join me tomorrow morning as Governor Evers graces the Civic Media Airways via the Earl Ingram Show, 9:15 a.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 33 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, toxic polarization is poisoning American democracy, and tribalism. And I can tell you that at the root of it, certainly it didn't exist to the degree that it exists now prior to Donald Trump and MAGA. And so, you know, you can say, well, it's the Democrats. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the FBI in this hour, and the FBI and what it has said about MAGA, the MAGA movement, and the inherent dangers and investigations that they are involved in across this nation, and that their number one threat is internal, inside the borders of this nation. Let's go to the phone lines and Mark from Sussex. Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks. First of all, Kevin McCarthy has been the House Republican leader for 8 years. In 2014, he just became the majority leader this year when the House was taken over by the Republicans. So it's not a new leader. He's been in that position as the minority leader when the Republicans were in the minority. So,
yeah, well, there is a difference. You would agree that there is a difference from being the House minority leader and now the leader of Congress. There's clearly two different power dynamics.
It is, but
okay.
But he was the majority leader in 2014, 16.
But he was not the leader of the House. Majority leader is something altogether different. Hakeem Jeffries.
Was the leader, Earl. He was the majority leader for the House. Now he is back to the majority leader.
All right. I stand
when the House
corrected.
Was controlled by Democrats, he was the minority leader.
All right. I stand corrected. Go ahead. Your point.
So I'm just a little surprised, though, that you haven't said anything about the whole hypocrisy of the documents that were found under Biden's, in his, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but the documents, because for days and days and days, this station, when the Donald Trump invasion or raid at his house found those documents, I guess I'm a little surprised that nobody on this radio station other than Mike Crute, did actually talk about it for about 38 seconds once it broke, but nobody else has said word. I'd like to hear your comment about
Mark,
that.
Let me hang on. Let me say this. If you don't understand the difference between a president of the United States who had thousands of documents that he took from the White House recently, thousands, and that have been spread all over in storage places and everything else, the president of the United States. And if you think there's no difference between that and 10 pages that they found with, you know, from the time that President Joe Biden was the vice president, if you can't see the difference between the two of those and the weight of what Donald Trump has been accused of.
All I said was you haven't even made one comment about it.
Well, let me.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying it's right or wrong on either side. But he was the president. Joe Biden was the vice president at the time.
Hey, Mark. I certainly was going to talk about it. I just came on the air. Let me say this to you, man.
It happened 3 days ago, Earl. It happened three days ago.
As I said to you, this is akin to the Hunter Biden issue, and so. We need to get this.
Don't get me going on that.
Well, I know, but let me say this.
Hypocrisy right there.
Mark, to me, the fact that Joe Biden, who then, when this came to, was brought to his attention, his people automatically then told the government what they found, and they investigated it. Donald Trump, on the other hand, said no, he wasn't going to even give it up. I don't even see how there's no comparison between the two.
Earl, don't mistake me for a Trump fan. I totally am on board with that he should be investigated for that. But don't tell me that Joe Biden shouldn't be investigated as well.
Did I say Joe Biden shouldn't be investigated?
No, you haven't said anything. You haven't said anything about
listen.
It.
I know, man.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it yet.
This is my point. It is not.
You're the one who brought it up and called it in the first place.
Mark, it's not a smoking gun.
It's not a smoking
gun.
Hey, Mark.
Nobody on your station has even talked about it.
Hey, Mark. I don't know about anybody else on the station, but it's not a smoking gun to me. And they don't know.
But it was for Trump.
Because what Trump did, again, you don't understand the
he
difference
was the
between.
President.
I know he was the president. What's the difference? He took a lot of classified documents with nuclear information and everything else. I'm sorry, you said what?
And again, don't confuse me for a Trump fan.
No, I can't help but based on what the way you are sounding, that's what you sound like. You act like. Hold on, man.
Thanks for the time, Mark.
You act like this is a groundbreaking piece of information that means that Joe Biden is as crooked as Donald Trump. It's not. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Go ahead, Gary. How you doing?
Everything that Mark said. The only thing I disagree with is that I am a Trump supporter and a MAGA guy, and I think that Mark is also, and he brought up some good points.
What's the good point you get?
Well, just the hypocrisy of what's going on. Whether you have one document or you have thousands of them, if it's top secret and you go out there and steal it and you take it home with you or you leave in your office, they're both wrong. I agree with Mark 100%. Now, the reason I'm calling is you were talking about the FBI.
Hey, Gary, we got to go to a break, man. I need you to hang on.
I'll hang on.
Got to go to a break.
Sure.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Flights across the country are grounded this morning. The FAA is blaming a computer glitch critical for flight safety. It ordered a ground stop for at least another half hour, but we're just getting word departures are resuming at Newark Liberty and Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson because of air traffic congestion in those areas. The White House says there's no evidence of a cyber attack at this point. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has details from Reagan National.
If you're heading to an airport this morning, prepare for delays and disruptions. The FAA says they are working to get the system back up, but that it's not fully operational at this time. And because it's safety critical, that's going to determine whether or not flights can resume in any sort of meaningful way.
This passenger is stuck at the airport in Fort Lauderdale.
If there was something I could do about it, I would. Can't, so I sail on.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Wisconsin needs more housing if the working age population is to grow. Current estimates show over 140,000 more housing units are needed by 2030. The number of new houses built in Wisconsin has been declining, with about 260,000 built in the 90s compared to 150,000 in the last decade. Wisconsin County's Association Director Dale Knapp tells WisPolitics, single-family homes are needed if we want to attract workers to Wisconsin. Knapp says high interest rates and a recent slowdown in new construction has added to the problem. Cigarette sales significantly down in Wisconsin over the last 20 years. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report shows sales dropped from 420 million packs of cigarettes sold in 2001 to just under 193 million last year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the...
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, and Gary, before I come to you, only going to be a minute. FBI ramps up spending to fight MAGA terrorism. The FBI is conducting three times as many domestic terrorism investigations than it was 5 years ago, with 70% of its open cases focused on civil unrest and anti-government activity, according to FBI documents and government specialists. The Bureau has also quietly changed the general classification of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, abortion, and anti-LGBTQ-related extremism to hate crimes, rather than terrorism. Since terrorism remains the top national security priority, this has lowered the visibility and resources dedicated to those issues. The FBI considers all violent acts and threats of violence with a political motive to be terrorism. A senior government official explains to Newsweek,
But not all acts of extremism are considered terrorism. If an act is focused on government, it's terrorism, the source says. But if extremism is focused on private individuals or institutions, it's considered just a crime or classified as a hate crime. The source was granted anonymity to speak about classified matters. Of 2,700 open cases where an individual or groups of individuals has been designated domestic terrorist by the FBI, almost a third relate to the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, of subsequent political activities connected to it. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, you wanted to say something about the FBI.
Yeah, you were talking about the FBI earlier when I was going between my two jobs here. And how are you going to feel if you find out, because Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House and he's going to appoint every single leader of every investigation, because that's the advantage you have being Speaker of the House, and they're going to go check into finding out why the FBI squelched the story about the Hunter Biden laptop. If anybody brought it up, any of the media would bring it up, they would squelch it over and over again. And they're looking into that. And I don't know for sure if it happened, but they're going to find out what did happen. And how are you going to feel if you find out that the FBI did that on purpose,
hey,
so the media would not bring it up?
Hey, Gary,
no, I'm just asking.
I know, but here's my response to that. To talk about the FBI and the Hunter Biden case, when I just got through telling you about 2,700 open cases where the threat to violence and overthrowing this nation, and you totally ignored that, did not one peep. And then you...
No, I'm going to talk about it right now.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about the Hunter Biden issue with the FBI.
I brought up because you were talking about the FBI.
I
didn't want to be all over the place.
I wanted to
talk about specifically one thing, and that's the FBI.
I know, but, well, that's why I just read this article coming from the FBI that talked about the major threat to this nation and its government, and that didn't even get a ripple out of you. You want to tell me about the...
You're going to get a ripple out of me.
I have to
go in order.
I know, but...
Come on, Earl. Let me talk.
Well, I mean, I did let you talk, and you came up with the FBI and the Hunter Biden issue.
Okay, so I asked you a question. How are you going to feel if you find out that through congressional investigations that the FBI did this on purpose? How are you going to feel about the FBI?
What did the FBI do on purpose with Hunter Biden?
Squelched the story to Hunter Biden and told, CNN, MSNBC not to talk about it.
Well, it's
and
so
if
Gary,
you find that out, how are you going to feel about the FBI? Because I'm going to be really concerned.
Hey, Gary, you know what you led on with? If. Okay.
That's what I said,
right,
if.
Okay, so I'm not responding to ifs. We're talking about factual things.
All right. All right, here.
The factual thing about the FBI is what I just told you about the 2,700 open cases. That's factual. It's factual that the internal threat to this nation is coming from many MAGA Republicans. And yet you want to come to me with if. Come on, man.
That's right. Because it's not fact. I don't know if it's fact. It has to go to trial.
I'm on a jury,
and I don't know anything until I hear the evidence.
I'm trying to understand you. You're talking about ifs. Ifs don't matter. Well, how am I going to feel if? When facts are on the table. The facts
Let's talk about the facts of the 2000 riots that were all over the country. And how many of these terrorists are in jail right now?
Gary.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa. How many of these people are in prison?
Gary, can I tell you what the difference was?
You think that that's fair?
Hey, Gary.
You think that that's fair, Earl?
Tell me.
Can I
tell you what the difference was? The people who rioted
in those places did not go to the United States government and try to overthrow the government. If you can't see the difference between...
They went in there taking pictures, and they busted some glass, and they took souvenirs.
Is that
and,
all they did?
Oh, no. It was bad.
So
it was horrible.
What are you talking about, man?
It was bad, but I'm talking about what's fair. There's 750 riots during the 2000 riot. And how many people are in prison and considered terrorists?
Do you know
these
the reason?
People were firebombing,
Gary,
killing people.
Gary, do you know the reason that there's a difference? Because as I told you, they did not try to overthrow the government. If you think a riot in a city and people upset about something is the same as trying to overthrow the government,
Tell me, Earl, why wasn't the, when they knew that there were going to be 100,000 angry Republicans? How come they didn't have the National Guard? Why did they stand down when they were told to get it? And Nancy Pelosi said, "No, we don't need the National Guard." No, they should have.
Hey, Gary.
Because I wouldn't have wanted been there.
Hey, Gary,
I would have been fearing for my life, too.
Hey, Gary.
Go ahead.
Here's what I don't understand about you MAGA people, right? You want to say, how come they didn't bring the National Guard? Instead of saying, those MAGA people chose to be there to overthrow the government. And then your response is, well, it's not the MAGA people's fault. How come they didn't have the National Guard there? No, the people who initiated that. And I don't care about them being angry. Angry for what? Because Donald Trump lost? The government can't capitulate to thugs. You guys want to call people who marched in the cities thugs. That's what those people were who were in Washington, D.C., who tried to overthrow the government. They were thugs and criminals.
Okay, they were wrong. What about Antifa and Black Lives Matter?
I told you.
Were they wrong for burning the buildings down and terrorizing the neighborhoods and causing havoc and people dying and millions and billions of dollars? I'm admitting that the Republicans were absolutely wrong for going into the to the Capitol. What about Black Lives Matter?
You were not admitting because you first thing out of your mouth was why did they not have the National Guard there? So you weren't talking about those people initially. Hang on a second. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Can't. First off, we the people are the government ultimately, and we must never forget that. And that includes you too, Dave.
This is Gary.
Gary. But what's so amazing about it is how we've become this about-ism culture. How, you know, if one side does something, the media's got to try to equal it out on the other side. Even though, just don't even ignore facts. Ignore facts, right? Look, our country was built on, if you look at the civil rights era, and thank you so much for the gift of playing Martin Luther King Jr.'s different speeches. I wish everyone remembered the one from yesterday more than they did I Have a Dream.
The other America. But go ahead.
The other America. But what I'm saying is that 90% of the people, you're going to have a few idiots, but 90% of the people protested peacefully over George Floyd. Let's just get real here. The other situation was a president that was no longer going to be president that was egging his followers on to basically storm the Capitol, storm
the
United States Capitol. There is no comparison. I'm so tired of this. If they did it, they did. Just like this whole, Biden now documents it. There's no comparison between these two. And I don't know if the corporate media just does this so we all fight with each other and they can steal the money out the back door or what. But this is just crazy to me how we always have to do this. Well, what about that? What about that? You could say that about anything.
Tom,
I'm telling you, this is crazy.
Tom, hang on. Gary, you want to respond to Tom?
No, I see. In a way, I agree with Tom. It's wrong, but the fact is we have a right to compare when there's 750 riots and all the destruction that happened. And he said 90% of the people were good. Well, you know what? It only takes a few. So if there's 5,000, 90%, well, then there's a whole bunch of people, hundreds of people causing a lot of damage, and hundreds of people can cause a lot of damage. And it's wrong. But I just like to hear one of you liberal Democrats go out there and say, yeah, it was wrong. And they should have been prosecuted. And they're not. They're not being prosecuted, these people. And they've been caught. They just released them. Go ahead.
Here's the difference, man. Okay? And, you know, people who rioted for George Floyd and the people who marched because they saw a grievance where a man
was horrible.
You can't agree on everything and then turn around and disagree, no. Gary.
What here's, they did to George Floyd, they murdered him in front of millions of people.
So many of us have seen that happen time and time and time and time, and people have walked away. Law enforcement has walked away without paying any price. And so people were certainly angry as they watched a man lose his life because of a person who represents authority and the government just ignore his pleas for his life that he lost for no reason. And then you turn around and try to compare that with all these thugs who showed up at the Capitol to overthrow the government based on a lie. What are you talking about?
Do you really believe in your mind, you and Tom, that they were going to go in there and take over the government and they were going to win
everything else?
In there and they were pissed off and they went out there and took pictures and stole stuff. And they weren't going to take over the government. You guys use that all the time, taking over the government. What about Antifa and Black Lives Matter going into these police stations and going out there and taking over the city and everything there?
If you don't see any difference between the citadel of government, Washington, D.C., and the Capitol, and the historic significance of that, and you compare that to a police station, I don't even know why we're having the conversation, man.
You got to go out there and admit that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group along with Antifa. And where is Black Lives Matter now? These people are going to jail.
Hey, Gary,
there's three
FBI,
of them that are going to be going to prison.
Gary, the FBI, the government has determined the threats and where they're coming from. And they didn't say Antifa. They say the MAGA Republicans. And why do they say the MAGA Republicans? Because they clearly are represented by the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, armed insurrectionists.
Earl, I have to go to work.
Go to work, man.
Some guy's freezing because he doesn't have a
permit. Hey, go to work, man. Lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hey, come on, man. If you want your love to grow, stick to. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But see, Gary and Mark before him are really at the root of what the FBI is talking about. FBI ramps up spending to fight MAGA terrorism. Because these people haven't learned anything from what they did. They are still ignoring the fact of what they attempted to do. We just saw a similar situation in Brazil, where people tried to overthrow the government. Now, if I'm the FBI, there's a reason why Republicans want to see the FBI done away with. Let me say this, Connor. They didn't want to see the FBI done away with when the FBI investigated Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and the Black Panthers, and all other black leadership in the 1960s. J. Edgar Hoover infiltrated all the black leadership in this nation. It's written in history. If you don't know about it, look it up. But at that point in time, nobody said anything negative about the FBI. The history of what the FBI has done is for everybody to see. And not a whole lot of people spoke in opposition to it then. But they're speaking in opposition to it now. Why? Because of Donald Trump. Because they want to protect the thug, Donald Trump. And so even in the face of Donald Trump being investigated for many things that he's done, and we know he's a criminal, and we don't know whether or not that criminal is going to be able to get away. You know, this criminal is still looking to run for president of the United States. And yet, the FBI is pointing out to people the danger of the MAGA Republicans still. And we had a couple call who want to ignore all of that. So let's go back to the phones and Jacob from Eureka. Hey, Jacob, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, I got to respond to that last pro-domestic terrorist Trump tardy caller who clearly is pro-insurrection, dude. You made it perfectly clear. You know, and a broken window at a Hardee's restaurant is not the same thing as trying to hang the vice president by his neck from a gallows out front while you're rioting in the Capitol. I don't know how they come up with these false equivalencies, like Donald Trump running off with thousands of top secret documents, many of them having to do with our nuclear secrets. And by the way, just coincidentally, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, gets a $2 billion gift from the Saudi government. But that information got squelched by the corporate media for the most part, didn't it? And speaking of information that's been squelched by the corporate media, maybe the FBI should have been looking into, what is up with Donald Trump himself and, you know, the fact that you know, this $2 billion gift to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, didn't go to Kushner because, you know, he's a great financial mind who's going to invest this money wisely. It's obviously because, you know, that family is totally corrupt. They're a bunch of criminals. And, hey, dudes out there who love Donald Trump, your cult leader is going to end up in prison, whether you like it or not.
All right, Jacob, thank you very much for the call. Tom, let's go back to Tom in L.A. Tom.
Bro, I would just like to say, and Gary, I respect you. You're a good guy and stuff. But you know what? There is a difference. First off, I wouldn't call what happened with Black Lives Matter as a riot. That was a protest. And if we as Americans lose our ability to be able to protest injustices, you know what? Then we aren't the country that we are. We are not we the people out of the government. Because that's the whole idea. And Black Lives Matter as an organization follows the steps of Martin Luther King Jr. And that is the organization that marched. We had hundreds of thousands, I mean, 500,000 people march in Los Angeles.
Well, they marched all over the world.
Problem.
They actually marched
right.
all over the world.
Exactly. And there was no issues at all in terms of that. You know what? You can't help it if you get some people that are not a part of the actual organization that supports Black Lives Matter that goes and shoots them all.
Gary wants to know why the FBI is not investigating Black Lives Matter, but as Jake just said, Black Lives Matter didn't threaten to hang the vice president of the United States or to kill the Speaker of the House. Yeah, come on, man.
Right. Or it was even egged on by the president of the United States to go out and do it. I mean, there is, again, they always do that where they say, well, what about this? Well, what about that? It's so crazy to me because it's factual.
But, Tom, here's what I began the show this hour talking about. And
the weather, Earl, I know.
No, not the weather. I was talking about... You know,
no, I'm saying that because it's raining like crazy here.
Oh yeah,
we have a flood.
No, man, it was clearly just talking about what we have going on with tribalism, and the two callers just, you know, Mark and Gary
proved it,
and the dangers of that tribalism, because there's no truth that's going to be allowed to enter into their minds.
No.
Because they still believe. And then Tom, who's paid any attention to the power grids, right? These people are threatening to shut down the government through the power grids. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about many of these terrorist attacks that have come from these people.
Absolutely. And Earl, one other thing, just to correct the record, Antifa means anti-fascist. I would hope that everyone would be anti-fascist in this country. So I know they've made that into a bugaboo word as well.
Yeah.
But anti-fascist is actually people, I would hope that Gary and all these guys would actually be anti-fascist. And I wish that we could come together. And
well,
I mean, I have
Tom,
no problem
it's not,
saying
it's not,
that.
It's not going to happen. As long as
but
Donald
you and
Trump,
I have no problem.
No, Tom, we got to go to break.
You and I have no
Tom,
problem.
We got to go to break. Got to go to break.
Democrat.
We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.